Aya. Aya. Oh, come on. Aya, wake up. Oh, there you are. What did you say? My name is not Prince. It's Darian. And don't you forget it. Shh, keep it down. I don't want to wake anyone else up in our dorm. What am I doing? Oh, well, I mean, I... You know, it's late and I wanted to, oh man. I'm just making a fool of myself, aren't I? What time is it? Late? It's like the middle of the night, okay? No, this isn't about our date tomorrow. I just... this is gonna sound ridiculous. I kind of had a nightmare. Hey, what are you laughing about? It's not funny. Well, when I was young, I used to get nightmares like this all the time. Eventually they went away, but for some reason this one was pretty bad. So I got scared, and since we had talked a little bit, and now you know a little bit more about me and my background, my mom used to lay with me until I fell back asleep. So I was wondering if, well, you could maybe... Yeah. You don't have to. I mean, I don't... I... Don't shush me, moron. You will, huh? Oh, okay, great. If you want, you can come into my room. Stay here with you. Are you sure that's a good idea? What about in the morning? Well, I don't want anyone to see me coming out of your room. All right. And you don't want to be seen coming out of mine. I guess I didn't really think that through, did I? I'll just get up super early. I can set an alarm for like 5 or something. And sneak out before anyone else sees. I don't think so. His first class is until 9. And he really likes to push it till the last minute. So he probably won't wake up till 8 or 8:30. Don't worry, even if he did see us, he's pretty chill too. Does Seth know about me? Of course not. You're the only one who does. Remember, we had this conversation already. And I already told you, I'm not a runaway and I'm not missing. I'm an adult. You really shouldn't believe everything you hear on the news. That's just my parents trying to get my attention. And blowing up this whole story about missing Prince or whatever. Well, how the hell should I know? It's not like I watched any of it. And I already told you, I gave my mom a call to get her to knock it off. Well, of course it didn't help. All she did was just beg me to come home some more. But I already told you, I'm not going. I like it here. Besides, as much as I find you annoying, I've kind of been enjoying your company lately. Look, don't read too much into that, alright? Hey! What are you doing? I didn't say to pull me down. Or whatever you're doing. Snuggling? You know I'm not the snuggling type, right? Quit being a what? Ugh. Why do you do that? Oh, well, I don't know. Get on my last nerve. You're so giddy and bubbly all the time. It drives me nuts. And I'm a stick in the mud. That's it. Get off. No, it's fine. I don't need you to help me go back to sleep. I'll just lay in my room. Well, I don't know. I'll play on my phone or something. It's fine. I've been doing it the past couple nights anyway when I can't sleep. So what if I'm exhausted? Well, I'd rather that than listen to you treat me like... Oh, never mind. It's nothing. Hey, I told you to get off. All right, fine. I'll take a breath. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to relax and let people in. Anytime I have in the past, it always blew up in my face. In one way. Well, lots of ways, I guess. You see, I used to have this friend when I was little. He was from outside of the palace. Or, you know, the nice big fancy place I grew up in. Let's just call it that. A mansion, or whatever you want to call it. And since he was of a lower class, I technically wasn't allowed to interact with him. But I started sneaking out so we could be together. We'd run around the town, and we got into all sorts of trouble. He was, like, the only person that treated me normally. He didn't bow to everything that I said, he didn't give me anything I wanted, he just treated me like a kid. Anyway, one night he invited me out to go to the river with him. We were gonna go, like, night fishing or something, on this little raft that we'd built. I was super excited. So, of course, I snuck out. And climbed down a wall, yada yada. And when I met up with him, well, he wasn't exactly alone. There was other kids with him that I had never met. They all started attacking me. Or beating me up, I guess. Telling me that I was just a pathetic rich kid and, I don't know, all sorts of terrible things. There were so many of them, I tried to fight back, but I just couldn't. Especially not against my best friend. After they held me down and pretty much beat me half to death, he told me that his family was in poverty because of me and my parents, and that they had taken everything from him. Basically, it was my fault that he was living in the slums, and that he hated me. But once he saw that I was interested in him, he lured me out into a false sense of security. And of course I fell for it like an idiot. I thought I could trust him. I really did. We did everything together. I never saw him again after that. The guards came and found me, scared the boys away. I think most of them got arrested, actually. Including my friend, I'm sure. But my parents forbid me to leave the grounds ever again. I was in the hospital for weeks. He even broke my ribs, if you can believe it. So after that, I decided I would keep my walls up. And I wouldn't trust anybody ever again. At least, not to that extent. That's why I... Why are you looking at me like that? Hey. Whoa, whoa, don't cry. Hey. Shh. Will you calm down? I'm fine, right? It was a long time ago. I was like 5, maybe 6. Just relax. Okay, I get it. It was a sad story. I'm sorry. But you don't have to cry and blow your nose all over me. Ugh, that's so gross. At least get a tissue. And will you get off my chest? Good grief. What's the matter with you? It wasn't that sad of a story. Could have happened to anyone. Well, it's fine, okay? I got over it and moved on. All right. I get it. But you don't have to feel bad for me. You really don't. Especially not with how I typically treat you at school. And in the apartment. I know I pick on you a lot. But it's just so that I don't get attached. Because I know in the end you'll probably just hurt me like all the rest. It's okay to be vulnerable. How can you say that? I mean, look at you. You're constantly being in and out of relationships and constantly having your heart broken. Or did you forget about your last one? You wouldn't stop sobbing for days. And after all of that, you still think it's okay to just leave yourself open to love? And to trust somebody? They're just gonna rip your heart out again. It's like you live for the pain or something. Is it really worth it? Or is it better to just stay closed off and forget about that stuff? Well, of course I trust you. I wouldn't be laying here with you in your room if I didn't. But that doesn't mean... So what? Maybe I let my walls down with you a little bit. But I don't want... Hey, what are you... Damn it. You stop that? I know what I said. But our date's not even till tomorrow. That doesn't mean I want to... Just relax. Will you give that a rest? There's no way in hell I could ever... Just relax. You're going to what? Show me. I don't need to know what it's like to be loved in that way. You don't have to show me anything. Even though I do like you a little bit. But I didn't really think about where it was gonna go. I just... What do you mean that's the point? You're making this more complicated than it needs to be. Embrace it? You know I can't do that. Because I'm not like you. I can't just give my all to another person and expect them to give it back. You know that's not how it works. Trust you. But I mean, you don't know what it's been like for me. Will you stop brushing your fingers through my hair? It's making me feel so uneasy. And it is really comforting, too. I mean, no, I... Why are you confusing me like this? Let you take care of me? I don't need someone to... Damn it. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm never gonna give in to this. That's just not who I am. What are you doing? Hey, hang on a sec. Damn it. That's my shirt, idiot. I can't believe I'm letting you... No, it's fine. Do what you want. I'm still not gonna... Mm-hmm.